Now it's time for 300 Villages, AK's weekly trip around the state. Can you guess what city closes its offices when the temperature hits 40 below zero? If you guessed Delta Junction, you're right. It's a thriving community at the crossroads of the Richardson and Alaska highways.
I'm Mary Leith from Delta Junction. I work at the Delta High School Library. We're about 100 miles southeast of Fairbanks, where the Alaska Highway meets the Richardson Highway. We get traffic coming from the north. We also get things coming from up from Valdez that have come in on boats and such. And then those that come in on the Alaska Highway. So, yes, we have traffic coming from all directions. Yeah, we run year-round. It is a little slower in the winter, but even so, we are a hub, and we've got a lot of state offices and things here. We have a mix of things here. We're 5 miles from Fort Greely and Missile Defense. You know, we've got in the military training area because they've got so many acres out here and everything. So we've got that as a big part of our community. We also have agriculture, farmers that grow barley and such. And then we have a Pogo mine to the northeast of us. And then, like, all the different state offices and everything that are here as part of our economy because we're a hub, you know. We've got a lot of open areas for people to run. We've got the Clearwater River and Clearwater Lake here, which people come and fish in. Yeah, and we've got a group here that does it indeed as part of our fair now, that they do have bring in lots of different bands and, you know, have them playing all the time on the stages. And it's another committed volunteer group that organizes all that as part of the fair. One of those things that people from everywhere else always seem to think about Delta Junction is that it's always windy. And yes, we do get a wind out of the mountains, but it's not always windy. I tell you what, I have driven into town before and had just enough moisture in the air that you can still see the mountains, but it magnifies a bit. And just had it catch my breath, the sun shining and the moisture in the air magnifying, and it looks like they've moved 10 miles closer toward town. And it's beautiful. You know, we're lucky. We got one of the best views that you could, you know. Fairbanks people always say, you guys have such a beautiful view of the world from up here. Yeah.
That was Mary Leith, a school librarian and Delta Junction's volunteer mayor. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on air. Thanks for listening to AK on Alaska News Nightly. We had help this week from Annie Fite and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ellen Lockyer.